I just have way too much material on Tu B'Shvat, and I am not going to have enough time to squeeze it all in there. So I'm going to take my main message of Tu B'Shvat and put it there for tonight, just in case you're not able to join us tomorrow night. And that basically is that we should say brachas with kavana, especially before food. Okay? So in order to do this shiur right, you should really go get yourself a pear, an apple, an orange, a mango, a papaya, whatever food you're vibing, and not eat it, okay? We're going to wait till the end of shiur. Hopefully I will have convinced you how to say a bracha properly, and then we'll say our bracha together. Sounds good?
Yeah.
Okay, amazing. Yeah. So I'm going to start with one of my favorite stories. Brought to you by the book... Just one word, amen. Great word. Great book. Read it when I was 12 and still love it. So the story is like this. There's a little boy, his name is Shalom. And World War I broke out. He was a little 8-year-old boy. And he lived in a town which was bordering on Lithuania and Poland. And this was a terrible place to live because the Germans and the Russians both wanted to rule over this land. And every day there would be shootings and horrible things. And even, you know, armies who were coming in. And who were they oppressing? But they were oppressing the Jews. Because if there's one thing both the Germans and Russians could agree upon... it was the Jews' fault. If they're right, it was all the Jews' fault. So basically, it was a terrible time. And there was one rabbi who, despite all of this, was able to sit and just learn Torah all day. And he would just sing to himself, "Akadosh Baruch Hu Yatzelenu, Hashem will save us." V'lo echad bevad amad aleinu l'chalotenu. Right, maybe he was singing Shwaki's tune. Who knows? And not many people have tried to wipe us out. And Hashem saved us. And he's sitting there learning. And he was a rabbi over this town. And his little son, Shalom Noach, looked at Dad and said, "Dad, wow, you're amazing." And one day, there was a rude knock on the door. And it was soldiers, and they said, "Get out," and they opened up the door, and then a throng of other soldiers walked in on this family, and they're all scared with their life, and they said, "Give us all your money," and the rabbi apologized, said, "All of our money was taken already." Actually, that happened to me once. I had lost my phone. And someone tried to rob me, but I already lost it. Anyway, so we had already lost all of our money. And he said, "Then you have 5 minutes to live until you come up with the money." So 4 minutes pass, and this little 8-year-old boy sneaks open the door and starts running. And he runs and runs and runs and runs until he couldn't run anymore, just like Forrest Gump. And he finally reaches in the forest a family friend that he knew who lived far away. And they took him in and he looked out the window hoping there would be some blessing. And instead he saw a big explosion and he knew his worst fears were confirmed. The Germans had taken over and his family was gone. And against his will and against his wisdom, he snuck back to see what happened to his family. This is a true story. And he sees all of the houses in the town are wiped out except his own house. And he walks into the door, and who does he see there? His entire family. And he says, "What are you doing here?" And they say, "What are you doing here? We're so worried." And his brother Velvel tells the following story. As the German took the gun, his father asked him to go bring him some water. So he feared his father more than he feared the Germans, and he brought his dad his some water, and he said a bracha she'akol nihyeh b'dvaro, that everything should be said, that everything that happens is from a Kadosh Baruch Hu with such tremendous kavana. And right at that very moment, there was an explosion A lot of shooting, and the Germans realized that the Russians had taken over, and they ran out of there before they got in trouble. And their life was saved. And Shalom Noach asked his dad, how did you know to say that bracha? And he said, well, everyone knows it's a segula when you say those words, she'akol ni'ab divaro, when nothing bad can happen to you, when you realize that everything is really from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, the Mishnah says that if you're not sure what the bracha is, and there's no one to ask, you're yoitze, you fulfill your obligation just by saying a shakol. So the Hasidic rabbis explain that you're yoitze, you leave any challenging experiences, any challenging times, through a shakol, through a shakol with tremendous kavana, gewalt. And this boy, Rav Shalom Noach, ended up being the Slonim Rebbe, who's, you know, probably taught me more Torah than anyone else, and passed away in year 2000. And his family was saved in the schus of a shakol. There are many such beautiful stories about the power of a shakol with kavana. I thought that was a good opening story. And we're going to talk for the next half hour or so about a little bit about the meaning of saying a blessing on food and the brachas that it brings us down into our life.